Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Welcome back again, internet people, podcasting people, fans of enjoyment, laughter, and fun. And those who like Silly Conversations, welcome back. Today, I just want to chat about a little thing which came up in one of my classes. So this is specifically for Rebecca, Lorentha, and Shayla. Now, a lot of people, just like these three, always ask us about the origins. Why? Why is it like this? Especially when it comes to things like prepositions, etc. And Rebecca came into the class and she said, I just don't understand these prepositions. I don't know when to use at, in, or on. And I thought, I'm going to give the standard and basically the response which protects a lot of us who give language or training, language training. We all say, well, it's just like that. The language is just like that. And sometimes, because we don't know the origin, and sometimes because there's no origin. But then, specifically for at, in, and on, it's like saying, I really don't know if the Queen, who's now dead, would know the origin of this. I kind of tried to explain the best I can, and of course, using all the fantastic techniques and abilities that I had, but I felt it wasn't a satisfactory answer. So I decided, I'm going to do some homework myself and try and find out the origin of at, in, and on. How it came about. So the first thing I did was I thought I'll get in touch with some people who are these scholarly people. Linguistics. People who know that kind of stuff. So I sent out 25 pigeons. Now remember, I am starting from a very long time ago in terms of age. So I sent out 25 pigeons. After a couple of weeks, I got no responses. No pigeons came back. So then I thought, okay, let's go a little bit more advanced. Remember letters? Remember when people used to write letters and they used to put a stamp on the letter and then go to the post box and post it and then you used to receive it and then you used to read it and do the same. So I thought, because these are literary people, scholarly people, I thought I'd write to them. Sent out 25 letters to people around the world. No response. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to go super, super high tech. And I used email. Yes, I used email. And I sent out 25 emails. And I asked in the email, hey, can anybody tell me about the origins, where the prepositions in English come from, and specifically at, in, and on? And from 25 emails, I got 4 responses. Yeah, 4. Remember, 25 pigeons, nothing. 25 letters, nothing. 25 emails, 4 responses. I felt like I was a genius. I felt so good, I had a piece of chocolate. That's how good I felt. They then sent me some links to other websites and news reports to actually explain or what they found out about some of the origin of words that we use in English. And specifically, and this is the thing that amazed me, specifically for at, in, and on, I had 2 corresponding reports, which I'm going to play for you now. Enjoy and be amazed to find out the origins, I can't say it, the origins of at, in, and on.
This is Silly Conversations News. Some breaking news now. In a news report, investigators in Egypt have found ancient texts which has astonished the literature world. According to these documents, they have allegedly found the origins of some of our prepositions that we use daily. Listen to this statement from one of the researchers who discovered this absolutely astonishing information. My name is Julia Church, reporting for Silly Conversations News.
Let me ask you something. How many times have you used the words at, in, or on today? 5 times? 10 times? We use them so casually, so unconsciously, that we rarely stop to think about their meaning. But what if I told you that these 3 simple prepositions carry a hidden history, a legacy from an ancient god, long forgotten? I know, it sounds wild, but this is the story I uncovered in the deserts of Egypt, and it's a story that may just change the way you think about language, time, and space. As an archaeologist, I've spent most of my career digging into the past, literally. A few years ago, during an excavation in Cairo, I found something unexpected. An ancient scroll in a temple that hadn't been touched for millennia. The scroll mentioned a god named Atinon, a deity I had never heard of before. There was almost no record of him in any historical text. But what I found next was fascinating. Atinon was described as a god of time and place, someone who was always at the right time, in the right place, and on the right day. And that was it. That was the essence of his divine power. The ancient Egyptians noted his movements so meticulously that over time they began to use these 3 words to describe everything around them. It got me thinking. These little prepositions, at one in and on, are more than just words. They are tools that anchor us to time and space. Every time we say, "Meet me at noon," or "I'll be in the office," or "Let's talk on Friday," we are invoking the same divine logic the Egyptians used when they followed the movements of Atinon.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Would you have believed that the origin of at, in, and on came from so far away? I mean, when I found this out, I was just amazed. And I understand. Some of you are wondering the validity of this information. How true is this information? Now, I am the producer of this podcast. I am the host of this podcast. I'm a person of great standing in the world of podcasting and language teaching and development. Would I put my credibility at risk, and present something which isn't credible? I don't think so, my friends. I don't think so. To find out this information was days and weeks of no chocolate, no drink, no anything, even no gym. And if you know me, you know I really like the gym. So that was the information, the origins of at, in, and on, Atinon. Hopefully, this will help you in the future. And for Rebecca, Shayla, and Lorentha, I nearly forgot Lorentha, I hope you are very happy now with the response. Yes, it has taken me a few weeks, but now you know the origins of Atinon. At, in, and on. My name's Denzel Mills. I am the searcher of new words and the origins of prepositions. And this was Silly Conversations. Until next time, enjoy. And of course, as they used to say in Star Trek, remember Star Trek, the old original Star Trek? Spock used to say, "Live long and prosper." And I hope this podcast lives long and prospers. Until next time, see ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.